If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
When your twin on a jet ski, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon, I get it, I like women.
Fair enough. Thank you, Will Smith. Who knew we'd get so much Will Smith music this morning on K-Rock? We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Nice message here from 714. Just found this show. Where have you been my whole life? Well, we've been right here. Where the hell have you been? Another new listener checking in from the 323, making the move, guys. The morning show I used to listen to got boring real quick. Glad I found you as well after my coworker was laughing for the past few months. Well, listen, you're more than welcome to help spread the word and hashtag grow the show. If you're not already following us on Instagram, we'd appreciate that as we are getting closer and closer to that 50K number. 50K by Independence Day means we have almost only a week to go and 2,000 more followers. That's all we need. Please, Klein Alley Show. We're thirsty. And we need you to support us because our parents never did.
A31 said, don't forget that Wild Wild West was also a great summer anthem.
That's all right. That's right. Allie knows. She's picking up right when I'm putting
Jim
down.
Jim West, Desperado. Why do I know all of his
it's
music?
It's really sad that you were like his sweet spot. I hope when he's writing music, he's picturing Allie because that is his number one fan.
I mean, he almost got me with I Like Women.
This hour on the show, lots to get into, including a round of Do You Know the Band on your shirt. Someone was approached wearing a Blink-182 shirt. Will they know anything about that band on the shirt? Also got some audio in the streets. Labubus are taking over the world, and we'll prove it to you as we talk to drunk people in a bar to figure out if any of them even know what Labubus are. We got that to get through this hour as well, and we kick things off by getting you into Universal Studios. We say hi to Kimberly in Riverside. Good morning, Kimberly.
Oh, good morning, you guys.
Caller 20 is you.
Wow, thank you so much. I'm excited.
You get 4 tickets, all new Universal Mega Movie Summer. Go beyond the screen with special character meet and greets and beat the heat with soak-worthy thrills. All at Universal Studios this summer. Hold on for your tickets, all right?
All right, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, here you go, Will Smith.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, Will Smith's got us.
What happened to Will, man?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I mean, what happened to him back then was bad, too.
Yeah, all bad. The slap was actually the best thing that happened to that guy. That's what else we heard. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now, K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Welcome to your Tuesday morning. Oh, this is great news, and you have to do it. Don't talk yourself out of it. You have to do it. Good morning. It's Klein Alley Show. We are on K-Rock, and
I just don't know if I can make a difference.
You can and you will. And of all of the dumb ideas you've brought to this show over the years, and there have been no shortage, this is perhaps the best idea that you've brought to the show. And I think that you owe this to not only our listeners, I think you owe this to the entire state of California.
Well, I was thinking about this whole free air thing and how I have actually helped a few people now that said, hey, I usually pay for air. I didn't realize that it was free in the state of California. I went in and I asked them to turn it on and they said, yeah, no problem. Even one person said that they were arguing with the cashier, hey, no, you have to give me money. And they said, no, it's free. And they said, okay, fine, and turn it on for them.
Any gas station you go to that offers air, they must give it to you for free. You go in there with a flat tire, perhaps you got pool rafts, maybe you've got a bicycle with a flat, whatever it is. They put credit card readers on there. Allie believes this is part of a giant scam to get all of our money, even though the air is free. She's been fighting this so much so that she's gone undercover into a few of these places just to try to get the criminals to try to scam her for her money.
Yeah.
Most of them have not. They've said, yeah, it's free. You just got to ask us to turn it on.
They just kind of wave me.
Meanwhile, I've had many listeners reach out. There were a lot of people tipping off specific places going, there's a gas station at this corner that is trying to charge for air that says you have to buy gas to get air. Allie is going to take this to the next level tomorrow, and I hope you do. Please do this.
Well, I think I need to go. My next step would be to go where every Karen goes, which is to a city council meeting. And I need to go in front of the podium, and I need to say, panel or whatever, board
is right.
There is
when they hear your complaint.
There is a growing problem here in Southern California. It is being overlooked. I am here to bring this to the light and call for change. Air is free, and it is not being made free because everyone is putting card readers and coin slots on these air pumps, and people are paying unnecessarily. I vow and I vote that I'm not sure how it really works, but that we put stickers on all of the air pumps that say free, do not pay, just to make it very clear that people shouldn't be wasting their money in this horrible time of inflation. And I have looked into the local city council meeting. There is one tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Oh, you better go. You better be
emailed them because it says that if you want to speak or hear public comment or whatever, that it has to be about one of the agenda items in that meeting. And I can't just bring up a random rant like the one I just made.
Look what our buddies Chad and JT do when they crash all the city council meetings. They're never bringing up an issue at hand. They're always being like, let's get a statue of, the guy from Fast and Furious or whatever.
So I just say that I am going to speak on one of the agenda items and then do whatever I want.
Yeah, but then you filibuster. Once the mic is yours, you say, I heed the floor or something like that. Some expression.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. You look it up. I'm sure we could come up with something.
Start like that.
I call upon you, sir. I'm you.
Yeah, you can do all your dumb voices.
Make them say, at the end, you yield.
I yield my time.
I yield the committee, and then you smash a gavel and you leave.
It's like that guy, Cory Booker, that spoke for like 24 hours straight.
Allie, if you took over the city council meeting and spoke for 20 hours about the free air pump issue, it would be, it would definitely get attention.
I was running out of things to say after 20 seconds.
Yeah, you sure? Or even from the beginning, I've lost interest.
I think I just want to be, if it's successful, I have to be held in contempt. Well, they have to drag me out of there.
But if you go out as a fighter for the people, you're the only one who you care about the air, and you are saying that everyone, and it makes perfect sense. It's very on brand for you as El Cheapo. Why pay for something you don't have to pay for? And why would anyone complain about this to begin with other than you? But regardless, I think a lot of people, like Diane on the phone right now, you got to be on, you got to be in Allie's corner here, right?
I agree with her. I think it should be free, but I've gone into a few places and they say, no, you have to be a customer, which means you have to purchase something.
Lies!
See, that's
a
lie.
Don't let them tell you that because it is not true.
Apparently those are lies.
You do not have to pay anything or be a customer to get free air.
Air is free. We live in a place where we get free air. We pay a hell of a lot for taxes, a hell of a lot for rent, but our air is free. And sure, it's polluted and smoggy and everything else, but it's goddamn free.
I know. It's not clean air, but it's air, damn it, and it's ours.
Chris, go ahead. Hi.
Guys, can we please drop this whole free air thing? Like the law, if you look up the law clearly says you must buy gasoline.
I yield your time.
All right, you've been yielded, sir. Thank you. You're
I hold you in contempt.
All right, well, you will get some people that will try to stand in your way. Like this guy. And you have to just plow.
The naysayers.
The naysayers, right?
The non-believers.
Right. These people don't care about the air the way you do. You do. So I think you need to. Please go to this town. When is it? Tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I technically don't have coverage for my kid, so
Bring him. Put him right on. Strap him right to you.
I show up 20 minutes late? Is that?
No, you strap him right to you, and you speak on behalf of both of you. The future.
And if they question me, I go, I have a baby.
Yeah, you do all the stuff.
Think about the children.
Think about him.
Apologies to anyone who works on the city council. Tomorrow, your night is about to get ruined, but ours will get a lot better, so I can't wait for Thursday. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. I already talked this morning about the crime that was committed in my house yesterday. If you missed that conversation, check out the podcast. Goes with the show, or you can watch us on YouTube. But I feel like it's one of many LaBooBoo-related crimes that are taking place not only here in the streets of Southern California, but around the country and around the world. We've already covered a few different stories, break-ins, thieveries, robberies, and high-end robs, and a lot of counterfeiting going on, smuggling. It just seems to happen whenever there's the it thing that everyone has to have.
I feel like now was the time I would hear, like, people smuggling fireworks and being arrested for illegal fireworks, and it hasn't been. I haven't seen any of that. I've seen only LaBooBoo stuff.
Been a lot of LaBooBoo-related stuff, and so we couldn't even fathom the concept that some people still have no idea what they are. So Jake went out into what we believe is the crossroads of the world, a bar in the valley, to find out if anyone knows what a LaBooBoo is.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vincent Flood. I live in beautiful Burbank, California.
Can you tell me what a LaBooBoo is?
I cannot, but my mind goes to the dirty direction, so...
What you're thinking right now, what would you call a LaBooBoo?
Nipples.
So that guy believes that LaBooBoo is like a way of saying nipples.
He's, so in the context, your daughter stole a pair of nipples from somebody's backpack.
Stole some nipples because people hear it now and they want to know. You don't like to hear the same thing get said over and over again and be like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. So Jake wanted to go ahead and drop some knowledge on his fellow drunks.
So if you had to guess what a labubu is, you would say nipples.
Either that or a pre-prohibition drink.
So he's got two options. Neither of them are right, but just these are regular people. You know, you think it's the craze, and if you care about labubus, it's all you care about. So for people that don't even know that they exist or what they are, it's fascinating to hear them try to put the pieces together.
Are nerds really liking labubus or just cool people?
I don't know. It's funny because I thought it was just for children, but then some people say, no, it's all about adults now.
Well, when Jake went to the weed store and talked to that pothead.
Oh, yeah.
That was an adult.
Yeah, they had a labubu or wanted one. I don't even know
they
if it's one or had.
I'm going to show you a picture of what a labubu is here.
Oh, it's f***ing munchichis.
Oh, it's munchichis. That's his response.
Oh, yes. When we were talking about labubus, somebody texted and said, labubus are the new munchichis.
Right.
And I was even more confused because I never knew what a munchichi was.
Right. So everyone's got...
I think if you saw them, you know what they are.
Munchichis sounds like boobs.
But munchichis definitely are boobs. Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's right
shake
there.
Shake your munchichis.
In the middle of the munchichis is the labubu. That's how you know. So the concept is every generation had their labubu, be it a treasure troll, maybe that was your labubu, or... a munchichi.
Or a Beanie Baby.
Or, yeah, I mean, everyone had their thing. I guess there's just every 10 years we have to come up with the next must-have item.
There you go.
The new version.
That well, the new version, yes. And you know what? Sadly enough, I've seen these in the bar.
So that's, they've made it to the adults now.
I think he's still talking about boobs.
Oh, he's still talking about boobs? Okay, well, that's it.
And what do you think about them?
They're terrifying. Look at them. It looks like modern-day gremlins.
Some of these are selling for like hundreds of dollars. What do you think about that?
Listen, everybody's got their thing. So if you're going to spend $100 on that, God bless you.
So that is Jake's first chat with a regular person about labubu. He's spreading the word of the labubu, and now it's another person that he had to inform what is the craze that everyone won't stop talking about.
How much would you spend on one?
I wouldn't spend a dollar on it, but that's me.
What's your name?
Sunny.
Sunny from where?
Sunny from... I'm Sherman Oaks.
Now, that's someone lying to Jake about where they're from.
I'm, don't say Burbank. You're in Burbank. You don't want him to know where you live.
It's the best. It's the best is hearing the people lie right to Jake's face, and they lie so badly.
I am Sherman Oaks.
Did I say sunny? I meant cloudy. No, I'm...
Sunny from where?
Sunny from...
Don't say. I mean, it's really... Jake, do you know you're being lied to in these moments or no?
I don't care. Sunny from where?
Sunny from... I'm Sherman Oaks.
That's when you really are lying. You pronounce it. You right. Overpronounce Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, well,
that's
I would
right.
bet for sure she's not from Sherman Oaks. The one thing I know about Sunny is she's not from Sherman Oaks.
Can you tell me what a labubu is?
A labubu? Sounds like a Mexican oopsie. I don't know. like La Bamba, but like La Boo Boo. I made a La Boo Boo.
This is the most laughter.
Oh, man, she's just going to keep going.
This is the most laughter Jake has ever heard in his life.
Sherman Oaks is like, you can have her.
What is a La Boo Boo?
Oh, no.
What the hell is that?
Sorry. Oh, God. It really changed.
It turned really quick.
Oh, man. He's going to get punched.
When Jake showed the picture. Once again, that woman is not from Sherman Oaks. Now, Jake moved on. He wanted to find someone that was familiar with the labubu.
What's your name?
I'm Tania.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Aggressive crowd at the bar, huh, Jake? Busy night, right? Everyone's out there. You didn't see any labubus at the bar?
I did not, no.
Right.
What's your name?
I'm Tania.
Do you know what a labubu is?
I do not. What is that?
What's it sound like it is?
It sounds like a boo-boo, like something when you hurt yourself, a boo-boo.
Oh, I got a labubu.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, can you kiss my labubu?
Oh, God, Jake.
No, we don't have to riff on this.
Jake, we're
just
gonna
keep going.
Come on, riff it.
I think we're going to get banned from this bar, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, it sounds like that.
All right, let me show you what it is.
Okay. Oh, those things. Okay, I've seen those before, yeah.
See, that's the reaction people have. I didn't know those things had a name. I just was tired of seeing them. Oh, those things. Yeah, and then she was...
Yeah, they're selling for hundreds of dollars.
Oh, wow. Hundreds of dollars for that? I don't know about that.
Sometimes thousands.
Thousands of... Like, I know that they're, like, collectibles and, like, people, like, really love them, but I didn't think they were thousands of dollars.
Well, that's the other thing is that people apparently are sparing no expense. They must have them. They need them. And we have to understand, like, everything else, we will lose interest very quickly. Even
well,
in the
I think
the of
creator of these is like a billionaire overnight.
Overnight, $1.5 billion richer because he had a dumb thing and everyone decided that's the new it thing. So think about it. The next person that decides to sew a button onto a sock and then make a bunch of them and that becomes the new thing. Now, this is the last person and this is the saddest one because they didn't hear Jake correctly and he made their night and then had to ruin their night.
Hey, what's your name?
Annie. My name is Annie.
Annie from where?
Annie from Los Angeles.
Desperate Women Night? It's like, hi. What is it?
It's Women Out of Prison Night. It's a very special night.
Annie from Los Angeles, specifically the Valley of Van Nuys.
Annie, can you tell me where a labubu is?
Do I want a labubu? Yeah.
She thought Jake was giving away labubus and he had to break the news. He just had pictures.
He was just asking.
Just asking. So anyway, another in-depth undercover investigation.
Another night of disappointing women by Jake.
Yeah. So it's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We know it's officially wedding season and we have offered these services in the past. It's one of the few things that we do well. But if you are putting together a guest list, it doesn't have to just be for a wedding, but it does feel like there's a lot of weddings coming up. And you need to make a decision between, do I invite this person or this person? Eventually, you get to that thing called the wedding bubble. It's a fun game to play because it's kind of like you get to play God. You get to decide, is this person important enough to me? Will they give a good gift?
And even if they're important, is their significant other and child important?
You got to start crunching numbers, right? And then you have a decision to make, and sometimes you and your future spouse are fighting over which one of you gets another person involved. Because, you know, sometimes there's numbers. You got the cutoff for the room you want to be in is 100 people. You cannot have 101. It has to be 100. And as a result, you've got hard cutoffs, so you have to make tough decisions. Sometimes you're not up to make those decisions, and that is where Allie and I step up. We enter the equation, and we have offered these services before. We're willing to do it again.
Give us two people, right?
You give us two scenarios. I've got, like, my wife or my fiance wants to bring her coworker from a previous job, and I want to bring a friend of mine from when I was a kid, but we've lost touch over the years. And we, without having any sort of emotional attachment into your situation at all, are able to tell you who deserves a spot in the wedding and who gets basically cut out of the bubble.
Yeah, because as you know, you can't trust your fiance, and you also can't trust, like, your mom, because she has an opinion about who you should invite, and she's probably given you a list of her own of who she feels that you have to invite. So, and we are completely neutral from all of that. We will look at it objectively.
Right. I know the way it works. You sit there, you put a bunch of names down in front of you on cards, you look, you go through them, and you make decisions. Well, this person invited us to their wedding. There's all these reasons why you think you need to include someone, and why you should. There's the pressure there, and Omar is a guy who's been to more weddings than any of us, because you're a professional wedding DJ. You've seen the small ones, you've seen the big ones, but it doesn't even matter the size. At some point, people were cut out. People were the first to get uninvited. They were almost in, and then they got, you know, didn't make the
cut. Some people even got to save the date and then get the invitation.
I got that one time. I got to save the date and then an unsave the date. That's a weird feeling to get.
Can we
man.
Do a practice round with the guest list from Bezos and Sanchez's wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, give me two people.
All right,
on
Oprah
the
or Epstein?
If you'd like to call 800-5, you got to bring Epstein because he brings the flower girls. 800-520-1067. If you are making this decision now, we are offering up our services to you for this limited time only. You give us two people, two equations that you're dealing with, and we'll figure out who gets and who gets out. All right, Omar, give us two from the Bezos, the wedding of the week, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez.
Okay, I'm going to toss two dudes out there, and I think they're pretty similar on the celebrity spectrum. I'm going to give you Orlando Bloom and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because I was just reading
TMZ. They both got the invite. I mean, they didn't make a decision between the two of them because they're going to invite everyone, but let's just say...
I don't think they have a bubble.
No, but let's just say they have to cut costs.
Yeah, but what if they did? Yeah.
And they go, we don't need DiCaprio and Bloom.
Or Venice said, we literally have no more room in our city.
Venice is sinking now into the canals. So you got to get rid of Fat Leo, right? Didn't he get real fat recently?
That guy is up and down, dude, just like Oprah.
And it doesn't matter because he always slays. But, you know, I was just reading on TMZ that Orlando Bloom is, quote, newly single. I don't know how true that is.
Oh, he broke up with Katy Perry?
Well, I thought Katy Perry was also going to be there, too. Yeah.
I don't know. This is TMZ. I don't know. It's a rumor that that he's going to show up alone that he might be, like, partying.
This is an easy answer for me as to who gets in and who gets out. If this is the bubble and this is why we are experts at this.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio because of his weird dancing.
No. Not because Leonardo DiCaprio gets in, but it's because his date can eat from the kids' table.
Or not eat at all.
Right, or not eat at all.
That's true.
So you're going to save a little bit of money there. Katy Perry, you know, is a real look at me type. She'll probably want to jump on the stage and do a few songs.
And I think that Orlando Bloom will be boring because he's probably been so silenced by his really loud, obnoxious wife over the years that he's just like, hey, guys, what's going on? Yeah. I feel like he's lost all will to live. I would imagine that he's been chipped away little by little every year.
818 is actually in the process of doing exactly this right now, and I've convinced my fiance that we should invite our landlord who owns the building we've been living in and has not raised the rent on us in 6 years. And I feel like the invite to the wedding would lock in our rent for as long as we want to stay there. We do not have a space for that. And she wants to bring her coworker from the job she got fired from. And we think the person that potentially got her fired.
Oh, that's an easy choice.
The landlord?
Yeah.
You think so?
Of course. A coworker that may have helped get you fired? Get out of here with that.
All right, then go with the... Then Allie and I agree on this one. The landlord is... I know it seems weird to be like, I'm the landlord, because that would be... I think people also get weird. Like, if someone's going to go and be like, how do you know the couple? They're like, well, I'm their landlord. Then you should go, do they not have any friends?
Yeah, well, and it's like kind of inviting your boss, too, where it's just like, oh, I'm your boss. And then you kind of feel like you can't really be yourself, knowing that your boss is there. And I also think that you should try to steer clear of just inviting people that you're friends with at the time. Because there are people that I was friends with at the time that I invited to my wedding, and now I'm not friends with them anymore. And I'm like, God, why did I invite them to my wedding?
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't really need to be there.
Yeah, but if you have a friend of the moment, where you're like, we have
then
so much
awkward, fun
together. Then
it's awkward because you're telling them about all your plans and everything.
Well, a lot of people saying both Orlando Bloom and Leo are out. Joshua Jackson is in.
Yeah!
So that's what Allie wants. We got to take a break. If you need our services, you can always DM us. We'll get a post up, and we will, throughout the summer, be picking people that need to make those decisions on the bubble, who's in, who's out. No emotion involved. We give you the straight up facts. Come back. We've got lots to get to as summer hours rolls on. Your ADD news and more after this on KROQ. News time on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, phones 800-520-1067. Never know what's going to happen, so just have to listen to the complete show and also those bonus summer hours all summer long or until you tell us you're sick of us. Let's get to your news right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
You might recall yesterday morning there was a bad crash on the 405. We talked about it. At the time, there was one person dead and an officer who was badly injured, and it was still being cleaned up well into the afternoon. The freeway was still closed on my way home, and the police officer...
How eerie is that, by the way? When you look at a street like the
405... Oh, my God, you see it empty?
It's like it looks like the Walking Dead or like World War Z.
I know. It's kind of... Especially because it's the 405, because it's just always crowded there, and you're like, whoa. And you kind of feel this need. You're like, I want to go on it.
You also think to yourself,
I want to go on the freeway when no one's there.
When I see a freeway, especially the monster one like that with no cars, I think to myself, this was a prayer at one point I made while sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
I know.
To make a dump.
And you're seeing it.
And I wonder if this was my prayer answered years later, where I was like, please, every car just
God's
disappear.
Like, I'll do it now, just to piss him off.
Now that I've already crapped my pants and it's been a decade, I decide, let's get rid of all the cars.
So this police officer had pulled up. He had gotten out of the car to help. He saw a collision happen. Then another driver, who didn't see the crash at all, slammed into him and his car. So he was rushed to the hospital. He died later in the day, unfortunately. Guy was apparently a stand-up guy, worked for LAPD for over 26 years. He was working in the health evaluations unit. So they said he was always helping kind of the most vulnerable people. That's what he was doing when he died. Then, to give you even more bad news, there are two more deadly crashes this morning.
Oh, man.
I know. Another one that happened
Bummer. Let me throw out a couple of bummers, guys.
This is a bummer roundup.
That's the words of comfort that a client throws around.
Double bummer.
All right. So I'll say the story, and then you can say bummer after each one.
All right. Get ready.
Okay. So this one happened at around 1:30 a.m. on the 10 East. There was a crash, and then fire trucks responded, and then someone drove straight into the back of the fire truck and died.
Bummer.
And then another motorcycle crash as well. You can just say bummer. I don't have a lot of details on that one.
That's also bummer.
And you know, we drive here so early and you feel like you're half awake and you can go into autopilot pretty easily when you're driving, especially when it's still dark out. And I could totally see somebody just not noticing that there's a major thing happening in front of them because they're just... You're like awake, but you're not. You're staring ahead, but you're not seeing
anything. How many close calls would you say you get involved in on a daily basis? Do you think every time you drive there was a, quote, close call?
You know, not every time, but I would say at least 2 to 3 days a week there's something in the road, and I'm like, whoa, that's a tire.
Yeah, I agree.
Or like, this person's still drunk.
There was one morning last week, I was driving here. And I was cutting through Hollywood, and
you were drunk?
I was hammered.
I had to take a crap.
I had a weird moment where I pulled up to an intersection, didn't slow down at all, drove through the intersection, wondered why I was getting honked at, and then realized I just completely drove through a red light.
I've done that.
Like, not like it just turned red and I tried to run it.
Like you just did not see it.
Full on color blindness.
Oh, you're
just
looking at the light beyond that light.
To be honest, Jim, I think I was doing that because, you know, when I hit that stretch coming down Highland, I sometimes am going, like, if I see all greens in the ahead, I just go, man, I could hit these all right now.
I know. Those little signs that are like, if you're sleepy, pull over and sleep. And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, maybe they have a point.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if anyone's ever done that, but we should do that. Instead of putting that, if you're sleepy, pull over, they should just start posting, like, Allie's, you know, hopes and dreams up on that sign. People will pull over and sleep.
Shut up. My commercial reel.
Yeah, put Allie's commercial reel up there. People will be pulled over and sleeping all over.
All right, regardless of everything I just said, AAA predicts still that a record number of people are going to be traveling on the road this year. No, I won't say it. By the way, all of this happened before 4th of July, which is supposed to be the deadliest day of the year. So according to a new study, you will not see Gen Z on the roads because they would rather stay home than travel. And the main reason is because they don't want to leave their pets. And let me just say, when you are 40-something years old and realizing that you haven't gone anywhere because you wanted to pet your dog, I think you will regret it. And even when they are traveling, the majority of them are planning their trips around their pets. So, okay, I'm going to go camping so I can bring my dog. I'm going to drive somewhere close and do an Airbnb so I can bring my dog. And also, just want to point out, helicopter parenting is not just for children. It's happening with pets, too. And I understand that we all love our fur babies and crap like that, but they're also animals, and if they are needy and attention-seeking, it's because you trained them to be that way.
Yeah, but Allie, I remember a time when if I left town and you didn't want to bring my dog, I would throw someone a pizza and $20, and my dog would be watched. And now, if you try to like actually get someone to watch your dog, they hit you up with some crazy-ass prices. I had Vanessa watch my dog for a couple of days. She hit me up with $100 a day.
No way.
What?
Yeah.
Vanessa.
We didn't even talk prices.
What? Did I not give you $100 a day?
Yeah, but I feel like I didn't tell you, I need $100. I would have done it for free.
What?
No way. Really? Klein, you got suckered.
Yeah, I said.
Vanessa, do not do it for free.
Vanessa,
it's not worth it.
I said, what do you think? I was waiting for you to throw a number out. I go, you tell me what, and you go, well, the gays. Remember, she brought up the gays again.
Okay, I just told you what they paid me.
Yeah, so
she called them the gays?
Yeah, she goes, the gays I pets it for give me $100 a day.
They do?
So I go, well, I got to make the straights look good.
Wow.
I can't go cheaper than the gays.
Vanessa, for sure.
Very good tactic.
Yeah, I know. But there are dual income, no kids. $100, nothing for them.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was a dog sitter for some gay guys, and they had four dogs, and I think I got paid $150 a day.
And they had
a super nice house,
Sometimes
too.
It costs more for you to have your dog sat than you're even spending to go away.
Yeah, but inflation for pet sitting is real, because I remember when I was doing it like 10 years ago, it was not that expensive. Now it's way, way more. Okay, as we wrap up Pride Month.
Vanessa also said, the gays leave me snacks in the fridge. And the gays
tip me as well. As we wrap up Pride Month this week, it's important to highlight the effort that anyone has made to show support. Not Vanessa, though. A lot of companies were rolling back their Pride merch, and for example, there was nothing at Target this year, but baseball teams were still doing their Pride nights and giving out limited edition merch, which is great. I would just, my one note would be, don't use a gay slur while you are promoting that merch on the air.
Pride night. Fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the disability pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme. Need that one.
Gay.
So, what are they giving away? The disability Cardinals.
I don't know. I was confused by what they were giving away. It was like they wrapped everything up in a hat. It was like disability pride flag hat.
Pride night. Fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the disability pride flag.
All right. Only for the first 100 people, though.
What's that logo look like?
I know.
Very rainbowy.
I would love that hat.
All right. Well, there you have it.